If you are really interested in a serious answer to this question, I strongly recommend you to read Saint Ignatius Brenchaninov. He has some amazing articles about the prayer. There you will find a clear explanation. What are the main principles there? He refers to the Holy Fathers. He doesn't just write his own opinion, but he constantly refers to the Holy Fathers who experienced the temptations, who knew all the dangers and obstacles and so on concerning this question. So the first thing he speaks about is that a person who wants to learn to pray should have no evil feelings towards any person. Sometimes, you know, we were offended by someone, indeed, and I must make peace with them in my soul, because sometimes I know that it's useless to apologize, because it will obviously result in further anger, but I must make peace with them in my soul, because for as long as I have bad feelings against someone, there can be no prayer. The only prayer that can be there in this case is, Lord, please help me to make peace with it. So it is essential. The prayer is not accepted if a person has bad feelings against someone in their soul. That's the first condition. So without it, no prayer is possible. Secondly, according to Saint Ignatius Brenchaninov, a prayer is only a prayer when it is carried out with attention and concentration. So if you read a prayer without concentration, this is an offense to God. So he doesn't mean that sometimes when we are trying to pray, we get distracted. No, that's the weakness of our mind. But he speaks about a person who is used to reading prayers without attention. This is an offense, not a prayer. And in this regard, we should pay attention to the following. We pray a lot in front of different icons and during different services. We pray when something happens to us and we don't get any feedback. Why? First of all, because we don't make peace with other people in our soul. And secondly, we don't pray as much as we ask other people to pray for us in church, and we are not praying at that time. We are just daydreaming, and we don't get anything. So without concentration, no prayer is possible. That's the second principle that is essential. Thirdly, he says that a prayer, and he means Jesus's prayer, must be said without haste and with reverence and repentance. So he emphasizes these three conditions. concentration, reverence, and repentance. And there is one more point which is very interesting and which he borrows from Saint Isaac Cyrene, who provides such a strange and unusual example. You know, he was an Eastern person and they love parables and metaphors. So he says, imagine what a king would do to a poor man who was trying to get to the king and to get to talk to him. And when he gets a chance to do that, he asks him to give him pass, and the king becomes very angry. That's a parable. What's the explanation? Do you know the explanation? We don't often pray about getting rid of passions and forgiveness of our sins. We pray to get something in our earthly life. This is materialism, so all the things which will get rotten, which is past. So this prayer means, God, I don't believe that you are love. That's why I'm asking you to heal my liver, because without me you don't know what to do. And Isaac Cyrene says, don't ask God for anything if you trust him. Don't ask for anything. The only thing you should ask for is, Lord, have mercy on me and save me, because that's the root of everything. And once a person's soul gets healed, all the goods will be given to them as a consequence. So when a person is asking for pass, God is angry against them. So what should I do? And Saint Ignatius Brenchaninov answers, what I should do when I have some problem, and I always speak about my problems, of course. So he explains us what we should do, so that we are not like that poor man who met a king and asked for pass. He says, Lord, you can see what I want. Thy will be done. I trust you. Have mercy on me. If you watched the movie Passions of Christ, you know about the sufferings of Christ and how terrible they were. And now just remember the way he prayed before that, Thy will be done, and not what I want. And he knew what would happen to him. Can you compare his sufferings to our problems? And he said, Thy will be done. So this explanation must always be remembered if we really want to get something from God. Lord, Thy will be done. I trust that you are love and wisdom, and you can see what I want, and Thy will be done. Have mercy on me. That's the way we should pray if we want to get something.